I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians have again been the focus of violence over the weekend in Jos, Nigeria. Open Doors is a ministry to the persecuted church and has work in the region. Paul Esterbrook says Jos is an area that divides the Muslim North and the Christian South and home to riots Sunday.
At least 200 people were killed in the rioting, most of them Christians. The descriptions are not to be repeated on the air. The bodies are beyond recognition in some cases, babies included with their mothers, and it's a pretty sad story.
Next, church leadership development in Asia is a challenge. Joseph Hanley is president of Asian Access, or A2. Their training program is hugely successful, and the local church is replicating it in the B2 provincial capitals and the C2 rural areas. Growth is so stable that India's leaders now want to start their own B2 movement. Hanley says prayer is huge. A lot hinges on the identification of the right leaders.
As we look towards expansion in countries like India, one of the most critical components we have is finding the right pastor who will become a regional or city leader to lead the effort.
And at the request of local church leaders in rural Ethiopia, the Seed Company opened its 500th Bible translation project. Yosef, a Mahjong mother tongue speaker, serves as the team's first full-time translator. They've already completed drafts of all four Gospels and parts of Acts. Local churches will launch a literacy campaign, and there are plans to produce translated Bible portions in audio for the illiterate. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala to see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. That's Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.